This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour two of What's On Your Mind, Wednesday edition, hump day. Oh, yes, it is that day. Midway point of the week, 18th of January. Scott Hennin's off today, feeling a little under the weather. Chris Larson, Kevin Flynn filling in. Happy you're here. Reach out, studio at flagfamily.com in the email, or 855-200-1776 is the toll-free number to call. Calls, questions, comments, anything going on, text us, 701-237-1590. We've got open phones at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk with you, Mary, at the bottom of the hour about the counselors and the need for them in our rural areas. And it applies every state that is hearing us on the broadcast, North, South Dakota, Minnesota. Our rural areas are, you know, needing this a lot and not getting it. And they are making some inroads in a lot of districts around. So we'll talk with the Dr. Carmelita Lamb, coming up, Associate Dean of the Lifrig Family School of Education and Behavioral Sciences at UMary. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour. Till then, dial it up. Oh, man. Just settling into a kind of a misty day. We're coming to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios, by the way. FreedomMattersUSA.com. Great people. Amazing work that they do. Check them out. Also brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. PoolTablesTheNumber2.com. Hot Spring Spas and PoolTablesTheNumber2.com. Bismarck, Grand Forks, and West Fargo. Let me just tell you about the experience. Now, I don't have the sauna. I have all of my adult life made it a point to either live when we had in the apartment days, I'd spend a little more to have the hot tub at the apartments, living in the warm climates when I lived down south and out southwest. I love soaking in hot water. It it just makes winters so much more bearable. And right now, they've got great inventory. You will not find a better built spa. Now we're talking about efficiency and insulation and fittings and electronics and pumps and the things that go into the units, second to none. Hot Springs. They've been doing it, I mean, for a long time. They know what they're doing, and they stand behind everything they have. They have great inventory right now, decent, usually it comes and goes, ebbs and flows with the pre-owned inventory as well for a hot spring spa sitting out on your deck or patio. Nothing makes winter days better than sliding in that 103-degree water. Just melt you. And then the Findlay Osaunas are fantastic, too. Those Findlay Osaunas, built in Minnesota, by the way, they've got a smaller version you can put in your garage, plug it right in the wall. Or bigger space, bigger power need, whatever, they can set you up. Maybe you got a basement space ready to go. They put them right together, fantastic. Infrared or the traditional water on the rocks kind of a vibe. So Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com. Tell them we said hi when you go in there. Great people. 9 past the hour, a couple of texts in, Chris Larson. If you want to fix the debt ceiling issue, make it so all members of Congress and their staff don't get paid and there's no back pay once they solve the problem. Yeah, how about the first thing we cut is none of you people get paid until you balance a budget? I love that idea. Imagine how fast that would happen. No more nothing, no more no more meetings, no more that. Nope. Bring us a balanced budget and then include your paycheck in there. And that'd be fine. Another text. Hey, guys, shut it down. They won't, though. Biden needs his money to build border walls around his new home. I think he and Zelensky are on the same payment plan. Katie Hobbs, look at what she's been doing. What a beauty she is. Wow, we should unpack that a little bit. She is off the rails. This woman is not, I mean, and her. She's in the middle of a challenged election result with Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake's taking this. She's going to take it to the Supreme Court if she has to, because the lower court, I think they're going to appellate court next. I'm following that big time. And meanwhile, Katie Hobbs is in pretending like she's Biden, just got elected with her pen and her executive orders and thinks she's going to do. Did you see any of this, Chris, in Arizona?
I have not followed it very closely lately. Okay. What's going on now?
She's stopping all border security efforts at the state level in Arizona. Any sort of all border security, gone. Taking it all out. State's not going to do any of that. She's pledging of the $17 billion budget that she proposed, $40 million of it will go to tuition for illegal residents of the state of Arizona. Yeah.
Wow.
Provide assistance, $40 million worth of assistance to that. And, you know, it's just typical. She literally, the dumpster was on fire. She just threw more gas on it. And the dumpster fire is even bigger now in Arizona. And well, boy, I don't know.
Her election website says she's a champion for every Arizona, and I don't agree with that at all, hearing this. And then she's going to end school choice?
Yeah.
Fox News reported this morning.
Yeah. Elimination of the massive school voucher program expansion would free up, they say, more than $144 million. But again, you're going to shut down any border security efforts in Arizona.
That's
so you're telling me it's not a problem? It's not a problem. Fentanyl's not a problem. Trafficking humans, drugs, all those things through Tucson, Phoenix, none of that's a problem. Apparently not. It's mind-boggling, and we just have to sit back and watch it. But, yeah, thanks for the text. Another text, I hope this pick gets through to you, or it will sound like I'm not for guns. Oh, it's a meme. Good meme. Kevin, really anybody can tell you what an assault rifle is. Here's a diagram to explain it. Let's see. Broomstick. It's a great meme. Thanks, Gail. I appreciate the meme. I had an email in, and I answered it. Let me read this email to you. It said, hey, Kevin. In the English language, the word assault can be used as either a verb or a noun in a proper sentence, FYI. I responded to Terry, and I said, Terry, give me an example of it used as a person, place, or a thing. I haven't heard back. Terry, I'd love if you'd email me back an example of where an assault is used as a person, a place, or an object, or a thing. I'm pretty tuned into the English language. I can't come up with anything where that would be a person, a place, or a thing. As I understand, a noun is, right? But back to the fifth grade, a noun is a person, a place, or a thing. How is assault a person, a place, or a thing? So if you could use an example, I'd appreciate an email back. That'd be great. Let's see, any more texts in? Boy, they keep coming. Assault weapon has no definition, likely by design to allow the left the ability to place virtually any firearm under the meaningless category and at some point ban all firearms. Well, exactly. It is a meaningless term. It's not even accurate. But it's sure scary. Let's see. Sorry to hear Scott's a little ill with the hyperbaric treatment, sauna, and a hot tub. I thought that was impossible. Hey, you know, we all get a little sick even though we make all the efforts, you know. Still attempt to be safe every day and get hit by a bus, you know. Hobbs is crazy, says the texter. I'm in Mesa now, and she is issuing orders daily off her cue card, of course. Boy, you look at her, and you're down in it in Mesa. She's a lunatic. I mean, and she is just going off. I'm sure she has to as long as she can, but if I tell you, I'm not nearly out of popcorn watching this either. And Carrie Lake is on all the time with Charlie Kirk. She's on the War Room. She's on a number of places giving the updates on it. If you don't follow her, you should be following it. Another texter. Trump was not on the ballot. This tells me people don't care what they've been doing to our kids, and they have become anti-God. I don't know. Trump was not on the ballot. I don't know what that's referencing.
Yeah, that's an old text. From back in November.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, because underneath that they tried to call that number. Yeah, don't call the text number. You won't get through. You got to call the call number. Text the text number, call the call number. To call in 855-200-1776. More on this, and I wanted to play some cuts from this debt ceiling conversation. Last week, Janet Yellen warned Congress that the U.S. will reach the debt ceiling this week, apparently tomorrow. Now, she's at the WEF, the World Economic Forum in Davos, and Joe Manchin talked about, was on with Mornings with Maria on Fox Business. But, I mean, listen to how they use the word, you know, the bipartisan, the whole, you know, all that.
You're not getting rid of anything, and you can't scare the bejesus out of people saying, we're going to get rid of Social Security, we're going to privatize. That's not going to happen, but we should be able to solidify it so the people that have worked and earned it know they're going to get it. Democrats and Republicans in the House and the Senate working together so we know it's going to move forward or at least get a recognizing a vote on the floor.
Yeah, to his point, no one's talking about cutting Social Security, cutting Medicare, cutting Medicaid. That's not a thing. I've got a couple of texts on that. That's nowhere is that actually happening. There's a couple of people that have talked about it. It's not happening. It won't pass. It won't get done. But raising this debt ceiling is lunacy. Man, you got $32 trillion in counting in debt. Let's go.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right. Back on What's On Your Mind, Chris Larson, Kevin Flynn, in for Scott Hannon. Today brought to you by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Hungry?
Well, it's well now. Yeah. Let's go.
Let's go over to Glendon. How about we go get some tater tot hot dish at Glendon, Kev?
Oh, it's very good. I can speak from experience.
Or the Fargo location has meatball subs. That sounds amazing. West Fargo, you have a choice, either Swedish meatballs or stuffed peppers.
Chicken Fettuccine at NP Avenue in Fargo. And Yulin Meatloaf at the Harwood location, which is a beautiful store. I drive by it every time I come from Mayville to Fargo. Cheeseburger Hot Dish today. The 12th Avenue location has Swedish meatballs. Or in Valley City, right off I-94, lasagna or Swedish meatballs. Of course, the monthly specials, you can get those Roma pizzas. Nothing better than a Roma's pizza, Kevin. 4 for $12. PetroServe USA, all across the region. Of course, the Marathon Fuel PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
So let me tell you something. I am a bit of a frozen pizza aficionado, and just because I like late night frozen pizzas, and I usually doctor them up with a little ranch and some buffalo sauce kind of thing. That when you can get a roll up, when you can get a frozen pizza down to $3 a piece, you're killing it. That's an inflation buster. So if 4 for $12, you're at $3 a pizza. That's a no brainer. Okay, that's all I have to say about that. Breaking news. What do you got?
Well, I just got this, came across my desk here a minute ago.
Hold on, we need the breaking news. Breaking news. Oh, there you go.
Microsoft drama. Is announcing a reduction of the overall workforce by 10,000 jobs through the end of fiscal year, quarter three of fiscal year 2023. 5% of their total employee base. Not good news for Microsoft. And, of course, ooh, with the office in Fargo.
The campus, as they call it,
The campus, it's going to be very interesting to see what impacts there. So the tech giant Microsoft, well, they're going to be cutting 10,000 jobs.
It seems to be pretty standard, though. You know, when they use a big phrase like that, they say, you know, 10,000 jobs. Well, which jobs, what part of the company? Microsoft isn't going anywhere anytime soon, but a lot of these things like Meta, I mean, look what Zuckerberg did with Facebook and with Meta. They just had, you know, well over 10,000 layoffs with that too. I mean, look what Musk did at Twitter. I think all of these companies are a bit overinflated. They're starting to discover, hey, maybe we can't afford the cappuccino bar and the massage setup with the salon, all this nonsense. And I think the real world is starting to set in on some of these people.
You hit the nail on the head right there, Kevin Flynn.
Oh, man. A couple of things here, a couple of texts, more texts in, a couple of good links. Kevin, has anyone brought up the Theodore Roosevelt Park? They want to get rid of all the horses and the longhorn cattle. It was in the Ag Week paper. Kelly Armstrong doesn't seem to care. I will dig into that, Jane. I appreciate that. No one's really brought that up about getting rid of the horses and longhorn cattle in Roosevelt Park. Interesting. Have you seen anything about that, Chris?
I'm looking it up right now because I had not heard anything about it.
Why would that be a thing? Why is that a problem? Horse farts or something? Green people want to... The cattle, I can't imagine what the problem would be there. I mean, I've only been to Theodore Roosevelt a couple of times, but, I mean, the bison, the wildlife, all of it, I mean, that's part of the draw to the thing. Thinking about that. All right, so reach out, 855-217-76. Tons of texts. Not a lot of time to chat on the phone today for friends, but we love it when you call. The number 855-217-76. So the mayor's meeting is going on. And we played a little. I want to reiterate this. And listen to this again, because we played it going into break. We didn't get a chance much to talk about it. This is Anthony Blinken, your Secretary of State. And, boy, you look at him and Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor. Talk about Mac and Meyer for hire, these two. But Anthony Blinken speaking to the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington. And I want to just dig into this comment a little bit more. And talking about meth and fentanyl.
We're working with international partners and with the private sector to try to disrupt the synthetic drug supply chain.
Okay. Now, what they're doing is they're trying to, you know, stop the ships and, you know, hopefully get the synthetic fentanyl from getting to the labs in Mexico where they make the pills. And go ahead.
And prevent the diversion of chemicals from legitimate purposes to the production of synthetic drugs like fentanyl and methamphetamines.
Play the first part of that again.
We're working with international partners and with the private sector to try to disrupt the synthetic drug supply chain.
Okay, now, play that other clip, too.
We're committed to working with you to create and execute solutions that can actually make a difference in your communities.
They are committed to working with you. Tell that to the people of El Paso, you clown. Tell that to the people all across the Yuma. Let's go to Yuma. Let's go to Del Rio. But they're committed. They're committed. Listen to how he said this.
We're committed to working with you.
Yeah, with you.
To create and execute solutions.
How? How are you? What solutions? We've created a few solutions already that we know work. You notice how none of these people, Biden, the borders are, Kamala Harris, none of them ever, Mayorkas, none of them ever bring up the wall, the barrier, the stopgap, the thing that would actually stop the flow of that from coming in. And to me, until you bring that front and center, and I've said this on my local show too, and I'll share it with our statewide audience, what they're telling you, okay, as the fix for the border, the fentanyl, the trafficking, all of it. Now, I want to give you an analogy. Imagine you have a beautiful above-ground pool in your backyard. You've got a beautifully landscaped backyard. You put a nice above-ground pool. You build a deck around it. It's gorgeous. Pool springs a big leak, okay? Leak's about as big as a garden hose in the side of your pool. It's leaking all over your beautiful landscaped yard, your beautifully landscaped yard, okay? Now, instead of dealing with the leak, you're going to put the garden hose in the pool, okay? You're going to turn the garden hose on full blast so the pool stays full. You got to have the pool stay full because, you know, you have a above-ground pool. It's a nice pool. You want to keep it full. Meanwhile, your beautifully landscaped yard is flooding. And the fix to it, let's say your neighbor comes over and he's got the solution. You don't know what to do. You just want to keep your pool usable. And he says, well, the way to fix this is to get some sump pumps going. Got to get some sump pumps in your, get some pumps going in your yard or get this pumped out. That's the kind of fix that they're talking about. They're going to deal with the flood. We're going to deal with the laws. We're going to deal with the root causes in the countries where this is happening. We're going to do all of that, but we're not going to plug the leak. We're not going to actually fix the leak, which is easily fixed with a nice big border wall, as our friend Tommy Fisher and others have shown. It works. None of them talk about it. Weigh in, 855-217-76. Talk to you, Mary. Talking some rural health care coming up.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
USA News Update. A magnitude 6.1 and 7.0 earthquake rocked eastern Indonesia and the southern Philippines on Wednesday. At this time, there is no tsunami warning and no injuries were reported. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quakes occurred 94 miles northwest of Tobelo. That's between Australia and the Philippines. The U.S. economy continues to take a toll. Microsoft is planning to announce more layoffs as soon as this morning. Microsoft had more than one round of layoffs, but didn't announce how many positions it cut. The company announced the cuts that started in July affected less than 1% of the company's total workforce of roughly 200,000 people. Roughly 100 Ukrainian troops began Patriot missile training in Oklahoma on Tuesday. This after the military began expanding combat training of Ukrainian forces in Germany on Sunday. Roughly 500 soldiers are at that location. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Wednesday edition. Scotty's out today, feeling a little under the weather. Chris Larson, Kevin Flynn, hanging out, taking a ton of texts, 701-237-1590. I think everybody's super busy today, Chris, to call, but a ton of texts. When they cleaned up El Paso, guys, were they hiding the immigration mess from us or Biden? They were hiding it from us. They did the same thing in Los Angeles when they had the Super Bowl last year. These people are that ignorant. Literally, they think that there's only three networks still. They think there's only three sources where we can see things or find things, or that no one has a camera in their pocket on their phone. They think it's 1968 or, I mean, it's unbelievable that, you know, oh, and where did everybody go? Oh, we had people shooting video here yesterday and now they're all gone. Well, where'd they go? Well, made an effort so that it doesn't show badly when he comes to town. Theater. This is all theater. So I think I'm all caught up on texts. So we got those in. Hey, we're coming to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios. FreedomMattersUSA.com. Great conservative group doing great things. Find out more at FreedomMattersUSA.com. I got an email this morning, Chris. Slippers are on sale.
Oh, boy.
Slippers are on sale. I get the email from Frank Speech and from Mike, and I'll just say they've got the his new, they're all season slippers. I've got the pair that are, they're like Uggs kind of, and mine have the seam right up the front of them, and they're five layer design on the soles. Normally they're about $90 and they're worth every penny. And they've been more. He's got them down to $49.98 right now. So promo code is Scott. And that's the thing. If you go to MyPillow.com, go to MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, MyStore.com, use the promo code Scott. Whatever you're shopping for, that's your savings. So S-C-O-T-T, put that in. Just a shout-out for the slippers. I love them. My wife got a pair for Christmas. Mama Bear loves her slippers. And Ed, the more you wear them, the more that memory foam in the sole conforms to your feet. They literally become custom-fit slippers. They're fantastic. And they're fur-lined. I wear them outside all the time. Not a big deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. It's 26 in front of the top of the hour. We're going to wrap up talking about some rural health care needs.
That's right, Kevin. The North Dakota legislature, last time they met, they realized the needs for counselors in the rural state by mandating that each public K-12 school have one per 300 students. And joining us to talk a little bit about the issue and how it's being solved, Dr. Carmelita Lamb. She's the Associate Dean of the Lifford Family School of Education and Behavioral Sciences at the beautiful University of Mary. Dr. Lamb, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Thank you, and good morning to you. I'm up here on the hill and looking out over the Missouri River and just marveling at the beautiful view this morning.
Oh, you have such a great view there at the University of Mary.
Yes,
I'm jealous.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. There's no question.
Now, I've been involved in K-12 education, obviously going to school here in North Dakota. I worked in our elementary school district, so I kind of realize the need for counselors and counseling services. But what I really kind of off the bat, what I'd like to maybe touch on is, has the need for counselors gotten worse in your opinion after the COVID-19 pandemic, or has this been building and just gradually happening over the years?
I think we've seen a building of the way in which children are able to navigate their lives. And certainly COVID did not help, because some of the greatest life skills are learned within classrooms, within teachers, being with their peers, and navigating just the daily life of being a kid. And now all of a sudden, during COVID, they weren't involved in that social fabric that kind of is developmentally a part of who we all are. A lot of the things that we think about today happened as we developed as children and young adults, and then later as contributing members of our society. That chain of development was, you know, kind of becoming weak, and during COVID, some would argue that it was broken. And so what we see is that our counselors who are in the field right now, instead of becoming the source of information about what college I'm going to and when do I take my SAT and how can I get scholarships and you know, what field am I really most suited for in career, those counselors are seeing that the questions are, what do I do about my life? How I feel like I want to harm myself. I don't feel like I'm important. School is a place of persecution instead of a place of learning and growth. Those are the things now that our counselors are seeing. And the number of counselors that are prepared to address those really significant troubles that children have are diminished. And in our rural populations, in our farm and ranching communities, in our tribal communities, which is a big swath of North Dakota, you know, the farms and ranches and tribal communities, those children have the least resources with regard to mental health and care and support within the K-12 environment.
Does North Dakota, I know that we have about 180 school districts, does North Dakota's workforce with regards to counseling and K-12 education, do we have enough counselors to service our schools?
No, we don't have enough counselors to service our schools, even in the urban environments, even in the Fargos and Bismarck, you know, Jamestown, Grand Fort, those urban environments are struggling. And they have all the bells and whistles that would really serve to recruit, to bring individuals to those communities to serve in K-12. Where they're suffering the shortage, but even more importantly, are the communities that are that make up the fabric of North Dakota, to be honest about it. Our farm and ranching communities, they are our rural communities. That's the fabric of North Dakota, and they are even in greater concerns for their children because of the lack of an ability to even recruit. And so this is where the University of Mary came into the picture, and we saw this tremendous opportunity that was presenting itself through the Department of Education. The Department of Education recognizing that our children need help. They need help within their schools first, and then possibly even greater help outside of that school environment. And they set out to address this with a call for proposals. And they asked people across the country, can you help, essentially? Can you help? And the University of Mary, I saw this call for proposal. I looked at what was necessary. I recognized what our community here in our state needed, and I gathered up my faculty within the graduate counseling program and said, we need to do this today. And it was a really short turnaround, but we wrote a proposal that would address the rural communities in our state. Those superintendents who are out there who have said to me, Dr. Lim, I'm not even advertising for a counselor anymore. We've done it for years. We don't even get an app. We get no application. I don't even do that anymore. We've given up. What we do is we see if we can partner with other districts within a rural area that is within a day's drive to come in and serve all of our children in our building for one day a week. All of the children for one day. And you know that that is vastly underserving. So we wrote a proposal and we targeted our rural farm, ranch, and tribal communities. Everyone has an opportunity to come in on this program. But we really emphasized how important it was for the state of North Dakota to get help out into our rural communities. And with that emphasis, the Department of Education funded the University of Mary.
Wow. In a workforce analysis that you did, Dr. Lam, and this is really telling, you emailed approximately 90 K-12 administrators across North Dakota asking about the current state of counselor vacancies. Of those 90, 24 had counseling vacancies.
24 that's across our state, that's right.
One in four had counseling vacancies. One in four of our school districts had nobody there to serve kids'
at
needs
all.
In the behavioral realm at all.
At all. Not to mention, if we thought of counseling within the classic definition of, you know, the individual who helps our juniors and seniors think about college and career and, as you know, all those things that counselors have always been a part of within, you know, our educational systems, you know, helping our young people think about what the future may hold for them, you know, the traditional sense of what counseling might have been. Not only that, in that realm, but even in the greater realm of, you know, clinical mental health and support of children. So what we have now is we have an opportunity that's going to go on for the next 5 years. We were awarded $1.2 million a year for 5 years for a total of $6 million. This is a free degree. This is an opportunity for someone who feels a calling to help children to come to the University of Mary to make an application, and the program is online. So if you're in a farm or ranch or rural tribal community, if you're in that environment and you can't come to Bismarck for classes, it's online. And if your principal within a rural school, Wishick, Montpelier, Rolette, Mott, says, who in this building would seek to serve our children in counseling to help meet the mental needs of our students, their well-being? Who would do that in this building? And a teacher says, I will. This program will fully fund that teacher to become trained in 2 years to be a fully licensed counselor for their school. So that in that respect, we're recruiting from within that community to serve the community.
Unbelievable. 185 applicants, only 67 of these grants were awarded. University of Mary was awarded $1.2 million each year over the next 5 years, supporting the new Accelerated Counseling Education for Student Success program at the University of Mary. Dr. Lam, thank you so much for joining us today here on What's on Your Mind and talking to us about this issue. We'll definitely be in touch.
Oh, we appreciate you. God bless.
Dr. Carmelita Lam, Associate Dean of the Liffrig Family School of Education and Behavioral Sciences at the University of Mary, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Final segment up next.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, no-right services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Chris Larson, Kevin Flynn, and for Scott Hennin today. At 855-200-1776 is the number to dial in, extension 2. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. Got a text in here, Chris Larson. Hey, my buddy, Valvred, is celebrating his birthday today. Is there any way Joe Biden could sing happy birthday to Valvred? I'm sure
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Everybody, come on.
Happy birthday, dear Valvred. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. What's the name again?
Valvred.
Valvred. That's what it was, Valvred. There you go. Happy birthday, Velvet.
Well, I thought maybe Joe was going to be singing to her own Bonnie Amistadi.
I just can't. Oh, how embarrassing.
How dare you?
How embarrassing is that? That's just bad. Bad, bad, bad. Pandering, virtue signaling clown. Can't remember the name of the person you're singing happy birthday to. Just saying. I mentioned earlier we got an email, and I was talking about the term assault weapon, and that assault is a verb, not a noun. It's not a thing. Assault weapon. It's an action. It's not a person, place, or a thing. I asked our emailer if you could just give me an example of where it's used as a person, place, or a thing, and the response I got was, I've been busy, couldn't get back to you right away. At any rate, I think that rather than having me try to explain various uses of the word assault as a noun or verb, it would be better if you consulted a dictionary, which has examples of the word assault being used as a verb or a noun. Perhaps if you see it in writing from an accredited source, you'll believe that it can be used both ways. My response was, well, I have. And I did a quick search on, is the word assault a noun? And it comes up, noun, assault, plural noun, assaults, a physical attack. It comes to the law, an act, criminal, torturous. He appeared in court charged with assault. Now, troops began an assault on the city, the assault on the party's tax policies. It goes on. And now, if you can turn the word assault into a noun if it becomes assaulter. Okay, the assaulter, in this case, that then becomes a person. Oh, would that make it a pronoun? I'm not sure. So yes, it can be moved into, and Terry, you're right. I mean, and believe me, I'm just trying to get straight on this, okay? And we're all good. I'm responding to him, and he seemed to take it a little personally. But again, I did the search, and then I went to Merriam-Webster, and you will see in Merriam-Webster that yes, there is a use of the word assault as a noun, but it's usually in the past tense of a thing. You know, we had an assault, you know, like an assaulter is a person. Person, place, or a thing. But it's all in the past, like a violent physical or verbal attack. If that had an assault, well, that was a thing that happened. Okay, but to say assault weapon, do you see what I'm saying? Terry, I hope I'm clearing that up a little bit. I mean, it's not the right, it's not the correct use of the word assault when you put it in front of the word weapon. That's all I'm saying. It's just not, that doesn't make sense. When it comes to that context of the word, I mean, where, what am I missing? If I'm missing something, let me know. But I appreciate the back and forth. I just, you know, it's a rifle. It's not an assault weapon. It's a rifle. It's not an assault bat. It's a baseball bat. It's not an assault knife. It's a steak knife. So, there you go. But Terry, so much appreciate the back and forth, man. And he listens to our morning show and love you, man. But I get where it's coming from. But there you go. Just wanted to clarify on that. Get what I'm saying there, Chris Larson?
Get what you're saying there, Kevin Flynn, and totally understand, my friend.
It's really kind of unbelievable. Hey, I just saw a couple of, let's just wrap up here. I got an email. I get a ton of them. One came in, if you're a hunter, like outdoors, in North Dakota, I just saw the DNR sent out the North Dakota, they call it the North Dakota Game and Fish. It's the DNR in Minnesota. But the North Dakota Game and Fish sent out that the spring turkey season is now set. If you're a spring hunter for turkey in North Dakota, they are offering 7,412 wild turkey licenses for the spring hunting season this year. That's down 235 from last year. So, and two of the 22 hunting units have more spring licenses than last year. Eight have fewer licenses. 11 remain the same. So there you go. Unit 21, Hettinger, Adams Counties is again closed due to lack of turkeys in the unit. There you go. If you want to go to, just go to gf.nd.gov and find out. If you do want to get in on the spring turkey season in North Dakota, deadline to apply is February 15th. So I saw that. Thought I'd get that out to you. That's all I got, my man. I think we're about wrapped here.
Yeah, quick. Governor Doug Burgum issued a statement just this morning calling on the Biden administration to withdraw its final Waters of the U.S. rule, warning that the rehashed Obama-era regulations would create confusion, add red tape, and lead to higher consumer prices. That coming from the governor's office here just within the last couple of minutes, Kev.
I think Joe responded to Doug already by saying...
All right, Chuck. Thank you very
Doug.
Much.
His name is Doug.
Chuck. Not Chuck.
Not Chuck.
Chuck.
All right. Well, Scotty, get better. Hopefully Scotty's back tomorrow. We'll figure that out then. Have yourself a great day. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Kev. Good to see you. Thanks, right, listeners, buddy. For listening.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. Hey, this is What's On Your Mind wrapping up. God bless. Have a great day. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning. We'll do it again.
Hey, some big news. The 2024 election could be America's last one. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new book, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war underway in America. Democrats' woke culture and a new generation are destroying our culture and ending our freedoms. Horowitz says their plan is taking place in our schools, our churches, even in our military. This week you need to watch David Horowitz on the Chris Salcedo Show as he reveals the real threat of Biden, Obama, big media, and more. Horowitz names names. So tune in today to Newsmax, the network I watch, and see Chris Salcedo and David Horowitz. And make sure you get a copy of The Final Battle. Newsmax calls it the best book of 2023. In bookstores everywhere, or get the free offer and save $28. Just go online to FinalBattle611.com. FinalBattle611.com and get your free copy today. And be sure and watch Newsmax today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.